This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Now, we have in the studio our next guests with us, David. We've got Janice Gobi and Naomi Bishop, who are here to talk about an exhibition on...
Say the name of the exhibition.
Microcosmographia. Okay, sorry, there's a lot of syllables in that one. There's lots of
letters. It's all one word.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll say it a lot more eloquently than I can, but anyway. Now, welcome to the show, Janice and Naomi. Now, you're both co-curators of the exhibition. Now, maybe we'll start with, before we talk about the exhibition itself, we just want a little bit of background about the two of you, if that's all right.
Sure.
So just to see how, you know, how you got into the arts, you know, where your love came from. So we'll start off with you, Janice, if we can.
Yeah.
How did it all start for you as far as art? Sure.
So art's been a lifelong love. I think I can remember from being about four and, you know, drawing and just loving drawing. I had quite a dysfunctional upbringing, so my refuge was painting and drawing. That went right through my teenage years, and then my father, who was a physicist, decided that no daughter of his was going to be an artist. So he was quite keen I'd follow medicine, but I ended up getting into human resources, and which is quite different to art.
I was going to say, was that a happy medium, or, you know?
I sort of dropped the art for a little bit. I got married, I had kids, and then, you know, my life sort of came a bit unstuck, and I went back to the art. It's something that... if you are creative, it calls you. You can't get rid of it. It's sort of there and it keeps knocking on the door and saying, come back to me, come back to me.
And did you keep on, you know, like, is it mostly painting that you do?
Yes.
Did you keep on doing it all through your life?
I did, just drawing, making creative things, you know, sewing, dress designing, all those kinds of things, embroidery. So I kept on doing all those things. And then sort of in my late 20s, I went back to the art and started to pick it up a bit more. In a little bit more of a professional fashion. I think when I was a teenager, I studied with a lady who was quite out there. She had, you know, she used to be known for her cat suits. I went for private lessons with her, and she said to me, young ladies don't do oils, they do watercolours.
So I was determined
to do watercolour, to do oils and not the endless watercolours and so on. So I do watercolours for myself in my sketchbook, but I mainly do oils.
Right, okay. Isn't it interesting how, you know, like, it was labelled like that women, and and it was coming from a woman as well.
Mm. Exactly. She was old enough to have done, to have painted operations in colour before colour photography.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And was that, I mean, maybe a stupid question, but was that just her thinking, or was that a thinking in the industry that, you know, that women did stay away from oils and...
I'm not really sure. I mean, it was South Africa too, so, you know, it was kind of an interesting time.
Yeah.
But she had come from the UK. I'm not really sure. Okay. I know when I went back to art, there was sort of no distinction. Mm. You know, you could do whatever you liked.
Yeah.
So when you did decide you wanted to do oils, there was no real opposition?
No.
No.
And I would have touched on most medium, and I do also do installation I'm known for doing big faux rooms.
Oh, that's the dressmaking side of it coming through.
Yes.
Awesome. See, it's handy, isn't it?
Very handy. Like,
yeah. So, Naomi, tell us your story.
Well, I loved drawing also from a really early age. So I think, I remember even in primary school being quite obsessed with drawing, and high school. I think it was probably when I was about 12 or 13, I thought art was really what I wanted to do.
And were you stopped from doing it?
No.
Good.
I had some very supportive teachers at high school, which was great. And then I went to RMIT immediately after high school for a really little while, and dropped out, as first year 18-year-olds sometimes do. And then the year after that, I went to Paran, which used to be part of the VCA campus.
Yeah, and so many famous people came through that Paran campus.
It was fantastic, and I had some really great teachers. I had Alex Danko, Tony Clark was one of the teachers there. It was just a fantastic school and a really small amount of students too, which was really nice. I actually majored in sculpture there, and then after that I went and did painting at VCA.
Right. Do you still do sculpture?
Not really. I make small objects every now and then, but it's not at the moment really part of my practice.
Yep.
Yeah, I do like sewing as well. So
Okay.
Then after that, I actually moved to London and I went and did a master's at Chelsea College, which is part of the London University of the Arts.
Uh-huh.
And I lived there for about 5 years. And immediately after I graduated, I was in a really great show at the Whitechapel Gallery. So that really started things off for me and shown, consistently since then.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So how did this whole collaboration, because there are five women that are part of this exhibition, how did it all come about?
I think Janice and I have been talking for a while about putting on a show.
George Bazalet says no women can paint.
So getting back to the idea of oil painting. So, yeah, it started as that, and then it's kind of taken a bit of a different turn since then. So we started talking about having a show, I think it was sometime last year, maybe
August.
And have you shown before at 45 Downstairs?
I haven't, but Janice has.
I've been showing there since 2012.
Right, okay. A great gallery space.
Fantastic.
And wonderful people to work with as well, aren't they? You know, like just the feedback we get from all the artists that are show there.
Yeah. They are a sensational gallery. They're really so supportive and encouraging. I can't recommend them highly enough. Yeah,
I would say the same, definitely.
Yeah, and
she's at least five times now.
Okay. And the other three women, how did you come across them?
It's kind of it's mixed. So Irene Velm is a mutual friend between Naomi and myself. And then Georgia is someone that I've got to know. I was in a couple of shows with on and off. She's an Indigenous artist from Maryborough. And then Rachel, Naomi, got to know in a group show.
Yeah.
Mm. And what is the concept and idea behind this exhibition? And what's the name of it again?
Microcosmographia.
which means?
It means a tiny world study. So it's really looking at, I guess, natural sciences in a way, in detail, close up.
And because arts and science move very closely together,
they do.
Don't they? Yes.
Yeah. They do.
And it was almost like we had a crystal ball because we had decided, and Naomi did a beautiful piece of writing, which you've got as part of the preamble to the show. We had sort of started talking about what this looked like. And then, of course, we had the summer of bushfires, and it was almost like we had a crystal ball because suddenly what we were talking about has sort of almost come to reality. So this post-apocalyptic kind of world where this, you know, half human, half animal kind of people, you know, wasteland really.
Feral animals taking over. And I guess there's a lot of skies in colours that skies shouldn't really be, which is something we've all seen over this summer.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, even over Melbourne. Yes, as we all know. So sky does play such an important part in painting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And how hard is it, you know, like to get that feeling and, you know, cloud and sky? I'm always fascinated with seeing how beautiful a lot of painters can paint sky.
Yep. I don't think any of ours are realistic.
No, mine's not realistic at all. Yours is probably, yours is more so.
Yeah. I paint a lot from my imagination. So I've got a studio where I look out and I'm in Hawthorne, I can see the sky, and sometimes I'll just go, oh, it should be like that today, you know, but it's maybe a pink in the painting or an orange. Yeah, so it's. I think if you're observing the world around you, it's not so difficult, it's just another thing to paint.
Yeah. So tell us, what can we expect to see in some of the paintings?
Well, we've just actually been looking at Irene, started installing her work today, and it's looking quite incredible already.
Yep.
So she's started preparing a wall piece which is about 9 meters long. So as you walk into the gallery on the left hand side, the wall is almost completely black, and then there's going to be figures and animals that are beautiful gouache paintings pinned into that. So it'll be like, I think, walking into a whole atmosphere, her piece. It's very commanding.
She's got absolutely amazing work. I'm not sure why someone hasn't just jumped out there and collected a big piece like this. It's an absolutely sensational experience. Just her her imagination and these kind of strange creatures. You know, they're sometimes half man, half beast. Mm. Her animals, they're just amazing. It's really... just sucks you in when you... So I think that that's going to be the thing that you walk in and see. There's two of her works that are framed as well. And then it's Naomi's work.
Yeah.
So and what have you done?
I've done four works on paper, which are super detailed pencil drawings, but they're also painted. So they've got this sort of background. They're like growth rings in trees. And then symbols over the top of them, which are painted in gouache and other colours.
Right.
So there's a couple of wands there. There's a couple of kind of arrowheads. And then I've done some oil paintings of sacred sites with stones, like dolmens, which are kind of burial mounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some strange skies too. Like, yeah.
Your skies are wild, as you said.
Yeah.
And who's next? What?
I think it's me.
Right.
And I've got, because of my childhood and love of animals and fur, there's a lot of animals. They're sort of symbolic in my work. So a lot of foxes and rabbits, which are, you know, they're always around. Doesn't matter if there's an apocalypse, there'll be foxes and rabbits.
Yeah, along with cockroaches.
Yes, I've got two pink kangaroos, which is a nod to how good is Hawaii kind of thing. Some brightly coloured work around just our... It's called Endless Summer.
Yeah.
And there's just some other animals as well. So mainly rabbits, foxes. There's some sacred ibis, which are also those birds that are survive from... no matter what happens, there's always a sacred ibis. I think they call them bin birds in this country.
Mm.
Yeah, if you go out to the dump, there's always about 1,000
or birds. Sydney. They're everywhere
at the
harbour,
everywhere. Yeah, so there's that. So that's my work in a nutshell. And then we move on to Georgia. Georgia goes under the name Black Gin. And she works a lot with the spider. I think it's... I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but I think it's called Manda Gurk. And the spider's around her idea. She's terrified of spiders. So it's her idea of this sort of colonialist influence, the spider, you know, stopping her from doing her work because she works with tree bark. So a lot of her work is she'll go and collect this, it's, you know, got huntsman spiders and whatever in it. So she's created work that's embroidered. The spider webs are actually embroidered.
Ah.
It's as if nature's done this work. She's just sort of copied the webs. And then there's also, I was so excited when I heard that she was bringing her spider. She's created this sculptural spider out of, I think it's a kind of leather. And it's really beautifully done. So there's those works, and then also... there's some vessels that she's created from tree bark as well. So sculptural work. So it should be quite amazing. And then we go on to Rachel. We haven't really seen Rachel's work, so we don't really know. But it's something to do with horses.
Right, okay. Mm. Oh, it sounds fascinating and also different.
Yeah.
And, you know, like just, you know, like what each person's presenting, but the way you're presenting it is, they're all so different to each other. That's what I like about a group show too, is you are seeing a lot of different pieces, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had a writer, Marion Piper, put together a little piece which people will be able to take away. Mm-hmm. And she's a very talented writer, and she's managed to pull that work together.
Mm.
So it makes a lot of sense the way she's written it. So I'm excited to have people take that away.
Fantastic. And what's it called again?
Microcosmographia.
So we're all going to go at it, don't we?
It's a five-women exhibition at 45 Downstairs, one of our favourite galleries in the city, of course, in little Flinders Lane. Not little, just in Flinders Lane, from the 3rd to 14th of March. Congratulations. It sounds like an extraordinary exhibition. Can't wait to see it.
Thank you very much. We hope you will come and see it.
We will.
Thank you, Janice and Naomi. You're on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.